Hello and welcome to our program, Money Matters, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Deb Parsons, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from Kiplinger Magazine here on OWL Radio. The first article today is under Investing, Green Portfolio, Profit from Planet-Friendly Companies. Sustainable stocks are going gangbusters. We found seven with an environmental focus to buy now, by Adam Schell. Green stocks are white hot. Stocks poised to profit from an expected multi-decade transition to clean energy, renewable power, electric power transportation, and zero pollution emissions have skyrocketed in popularity and in price. That means environmentally minded investors who want to grow their wealth by investing in the planet should tread carefully. Many green stocks are up 2, 3, 4-fold and more over the past year. Shares of electric car maker Tesla have risen 480%, for example, and the stock of solar energy company Enphase Energy has surged 423%. From the start of 2020 through late January, a basket of U.S. renewable energy stocks has outgained the broad S&P 500 index by more than 200 percentage points, with the median price-earnings ratio of the renewable names based on projected profits 40% higher than the S&P 500's, according to Goldman Sachs. Analysts at investment bank Raymond James call this a breakout moment for green investing, but advise investors not to throw caution to the wind. That means brace for a pullback in the short term, but don't let passing clouds eclipse an overall bullish outlook. A shakeout is inevitable, says Chris Murangi, co-chief investment officer of Value Investing at Gabelli Funds and co-manager of its new Love Our Planet and People exchange-traded fund. Interest in stocks with an environmental focus, he says, has reached a level reminiscent of past manias. Given the lofty PEs, a price decline of 30%, 40%, or even 50% is possible for green stocks that have doubled, tripled, or quadrupled in value, says Lucas White, manager of GMO Climate Change Fund. Multi-decade megatrend. But long-term investors have little call to avoid green stocks altogether. A stock that looks expensive today, White says, might turn out to be a bargain in the future as profit and revenue growth catch up to share prices. Given the world's heightened focus on climate change, the green investing trend has barely reached adolescence, Murangi says. Wealth manager Credit Suisse dubs it a multi-decade megatrend. Wall Street and increasingly corporate America are on board in a big way in the fight against climate change. In a letter to CEOs in January, Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, which manages nearly $9 million and is the world's largest asset manager, used his clout to call on the nation's top executives to confront the global threat. There is no company, Fink wrote, whose business model won't be profoundly affected by the transition to a net zero economy, which he defines as net zero greenhouse emissions by 2050. Firms that don't act, he warned, will see their business and valuation suffer. Many of America's top companies are pledging to do more. General Motors, the nation's largest automaker, for example, recently said it will phase out vehicles that run on gas by 2035. And investors are voting green with their investment dollars. Buying stock in companies that in some way protect the environment is becoming as common as buying shares of smartphone makers, vaccine developers, and banks. Flows of money into U.S. stock funds with a focus on environmental, social, and governance factors, ESG funds, are hitting record highs. And the E in ESG is the top focus of investors in the fast-growing ESG movement, according to a BlackRock survey. Sustainable investing will certainly be in the spotlight during 2021, given the Democratic sweep of the White House and Congress. President Biden's planet-friendly agenda favors renewable energy, electric cars, and green buildings, and addressing climate change is now a focus in virtually every corner of his cabinet. Expect more public spending on green initiatives amid Biden's push to make the U.S. a 100% clean energy economy by 2050. E-stocks are also profiting from social activism and public policy support abroad, such as mandated zero-emission targets in Europe and China. To honor Earth Day this month, we've highlighted 7 leading stocks on the environmental front. Due to the big rally, it's tricky to gain green exposure while also managing risk. It makes sense to wait for a dip in price before buying first-in-class green stocks that now carry nosebleed valuations, such as solar tech firm Enphase Energy, whose shares sport a triple-digit PE. Other candidates for a watch list include solar energy system designer and installer Sunrun, with a PE of 84, and TPI Composites, which makes blades used in wind turbines and trades at 47 times earnings. But so-called green chips, including water tech company Xylem and NextEra Energy, a powerhouse utility with a renewable energy portfolio, are good buy and hold candidates now and likely to reward long-term investors. The two are included in our list below. We also look beyond the expensive pure plays in the electric vehicle sector, think Tesla, to consider less obvious beneficiaries, such as companies that make EV components. Finally, we trolled for shares that, if not exactly overlooked, are trading at relatively cheaper valuations than more vaunted green pairs. Prices are as of February 5th. Aptiv, symbol APTV, $147. Auto parts makers are an indirect but prudent route to the growing EV market. Aptiv's sophisticated electrical components help power EVs and distribute data throughout a vehicle, essentially acting as the car's brain and nervous system. You are paying nowhere near the nosebleed valuations of Tesla, and Aptiv's technology is on the cutting edge, says Andy Braun, manager of the PAX Large Cap Fund. Aptiv, which counts 23 of the 25 biggest automotive-related firms as customers, is a beneficiary of the long-term EV growth trajectory. Although electric passenger cars now account for just 3% of total global auto sales, that's expected to more than double to 7% by 2023 and swell to 31% by 2040, according to energy research company Bloomberg NEF. Following 2 years of global automotive and EV sale declines, pressuring sales at Aptiv, research firm CFRA is expecting a post-pandemic pickup in auto sales overall of 9% this year. That will spur a 2021 revenue rebound of 19% for Aptiv compared with 2020, and an earnings per share increase from $1.84 last year to $3.75 this year. We're a big believer in rocket-like penetration of EVs globally, says Will Riley, manager of Guinness Atkinson Alternative Energy. Aptiv has a big part to play. Number 2. Arda Group, ARD, $19. Investing in a company that makes aluminum cans and glass containers that you put out for recycling might not seem as exciting as investing in a state-of-the-art wind farm. But recycling-focused Arda is a rare green stock trading at about half the valuation of the broad market. The Luxembourg-based firm supplies leading brands, including Heineken, Coca-Cola, and Del Monte, with sustainable packaging for beer, soda, and canned foods. Arda's claim to green fame? Aluminum is infinitely recyclable, which means it can be recycled over and over again. Cans are the most recycled container in the world, according to Metal Packaging Europe, an industry association. That makes Arda an anti-plastic play. Plastic, 8 million tons of which winds up in oceans every year, says the International Union for Conservation of Nature, can only be recycled one time into new plastic, according to Earth 911, a recycling proponent. The higher recycling rate for aluminum lowers Arda's carbon footprint and boosts demands for its cans, says Marangi at Gabelli Funds. The company's earnings are estimated to rise nearly 17% this year and 16% in 2022, according to earnings tracker Revenitiv. Growth is being driven by strong long-term demand for earth-friendly packaging and the expected reopening of bars, restaurants, and hotels where beer and other canned beverages are sold. Business is forecasted to pick up as COVID-19 vaccines roll out and the global economy continues to reopen. But given that Arda shares have gone nowhere in the past 12 months and the stock carries a low PE of 12, Arda is likely to be less volatile than the high flyers. Number 3. Avangrid, AGR, $48. Avangrid is a stock that could energize your portfolio. This gas and electric utility, trading at a below-market PE of 21, has been overlooked by investors during the recent renewable energy boom, despite its growing wind energy portfolio. Its business profile is similar to NextEra Energy, a Wall Street favorite whose shares have nearly doubled since last year's market low. Avangrid has the potential to replicate NextEra's success, says Tim Winter, a portfolio manager specializing in utilities at Gabelli Funds. We think there's room for both in your portfolio. See more on NextEra below. Two renewable energy products should help Avangrid bolster its revenue stream, including its Vineyard Wind project off the coast of Martha's Vineyard that will generate electricity for 400,000-plus homes. Under new CEO Dennis Ariola, who recently took over in July, Avangrid is expected to nearly double its current 7.6-gigawatt renewables portfolio to 13.2 gigawatts by 2025 and boost its 2021 earnings by 21% over 2020 levels to $2.35 a share, according to Gabelli Funds. Number 4. General Motors, GM, $54. If you want to hitch a ride on the electric vehicle stock market journey, put your thumb out for General Motors, which is electrifying its product line aggressively. Choosing GM, helmed by CEO Mary Barra, over Elon Musk's Tesla juggernaut is all about share valuation. GM stock recently traded at just 9x earnings, vastly cheaper than Tesla, which is sporting a PE of 200+, and priced as if nothing could go wrong. GM shares trade as if the company's only focus is gas-guzzling vehicles. Conventionally powered vehicles still account for all of the company's profits, but GM is speeding up its EV transformation and expects profits to follow in coming years. "We are all in on electrification," Barra said in January. GM plans to launch 30 all-electric vehicles globally by 2025 and expects that 4 out of 10 cars it sells in the U.S. by then will be battery-powered EVs. The carmaker also has a big footprint in China, the world's largest EV market, and is a leader in battery technology. GM's battery can power a car for an estimated 400 miles on a full charge, a range competitive with that of Tesla's Model S. Don't ignore transformations at companies like GM, as they may be lower-risk situations, says Gabelli's Marenghi. In the meantime, GM's old-school business of selling gas-powered SUVs and pickup trucks should boost sales this year, as the economy moves towards more normal activity, analysts say. GM's revenues are estimated to increase more than 16% in 2021 to nearly $141 billion, and earnings per share should rise 24% to $6.20, forecasts CFRA. This isn't your dad's GM, but its stock hasn't yet been caught up in the momentum lifting other EV stocks to unsustainable levels. GM is one stock that will survive the EV mania, say analysts at stock research firm Zacks, which rates it a strong buy. It has the scale to make a big splash. Number 5. NextEra Energy, NEE, $84. The Florida-based electric utility, which has a market capitalization of $164 billion, is the largest U.S. utility measured by both stock market value and retail electricity produced and sold. But its inclusion on our list of top green stocks stems from its sizable and growing portfolio of wind, solar, and battery storage projects. It has a competitive advantage over the other players, says Gabelli's Winter. NextEra is part Stogie Electric Utility, with a secured dividend, the shares yield 1.7%, and part Green Growth Engine. It gives investors the best of both worlds, says Andrew Bischoff, senior stock analyst at Morningstar. The utility's unregulated clean energy arm, NextEra Energy Resources, is the main ESG attraction for investors. NextEra's business is heading in the right direction as renewable energy gains a bigger foothold, tax credits for wind projects are extended through year-end, and a new White House administration takes steps to reduce the nation's use of fossil fuels. In 2020, more than 40% of NextEra's $4.6 billion in earnings came from its energy resources unit. And that is a huge pipeline of new renewables business. The company believes it can construct 23 to 30 gigawatts of new renewable energy projects through 2024, 1.5 times the size of its entire portfolio at the end of 2019. Another big plus for the utility is that substantially all of NextEra's customers are locked into long-term power contracts. Given its strong growth prospects, NextEra expects to post profits at the top end of its projections through 2023. The company is forecasting earnings growth of as much as 10% this year and 6% to 8% in 2022 and 2023. But Morningstar analysts are betting the utility will top that. Number 6. Renewable Energy Group, REGI, $99. Renewable Energy Group is a clean fuel company that produces biodiesel made from animal fats, inedible corn oil, recycled cooking oil, and vegetable oils. Similar to how ethanol is blended with gasoline, biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse emissions and fossil fuel use, and it is increasingly being adopted by trucking firms and governments to further their ESG goals. Sure, EVs grab most of the attention, but they're not yet viable for most trucking runs. Trucks, which transport roughly 70% of all U.S. goods, will require cleaner burning biodiesel and renewable biodiesel blends for years to come, making Renewable Energy Group an exciting, high-potential investment, says GMO's White. The small capitalization stock, with a market value of $4 billion, trades at 18 times estimated 2021 earnings, which is not crazy expensive, White says, and should appeal to investors looking for fairly valued ESG plays. In 5+ years, the current price might look like a bargain, White says. This year could be a bounce-back year for earnings as the economy recovers. Analysts expect profits to jump a whopping 66% over 2020 levels and sales to rise 15%, according to Refinitiv. The stock will get a lift again this year from the government's $1 per gallon biodiesel mixture tax credit for trade and business users, which has been extended through 2022. Number 7. Xylem, XYL, $98. Water is vital for life, but less than 1% of the water on Earth is usable by people, and 1 in 3 humans lack access to safe water, per research from Fidelity Investments. Xylem, a water technology firm, is focused on combating a water scarcity crisis that experts blame on population growth, climate change, and aging infrastructure. Xylem uses innovative methods to upgrade infrastructure and to deliver clean water to people in 150 countries. Xylem's digital, data-driven approach to water usage, think smart meters and sensors that detect pipe leaks, for example, helps industrial firms, utilities, municipalities, and homeowners conserve and manage water. The company's technology also helps reduce the amount of non-revenue water, a term for the 30% to 40% of water worldwide that's lost due to pipe leaks, unauthorized use, and inefficiencies. Xylem's treatment technologies remove harmful pollutants from water and wastewater. Growth catalysts for Xylem include a more climate-minded regime in the U.S. and continued expansion in emerging markets, including China, India, and Brazil, as well as strategic acquisition opportunities. And Xylem's backlog of projects to be delivered this year is up by more than 30%, according to Morningstar analysts. Those pluses should help boost revenue growth by 5 to 6% in 2021, according to CFRA, following a sales drop of about 9% last year due to COVID-related project delays and a decline in commercial infrastructure spending as the economy slowed. Rebounding from 2 years of shrinking profits, Xylem could see earnings increase by a hefty 34% in 2021, says CFRA, which recommends the stock. Next up, green portfolio. How green are your bonds? Fixed income investors can make an environmental impact, by Nellie S. Huang. If you really want to make an environmental impact with your investment dollars, buy green bonds. These securities fund projects that help the environment delivering measurable outcomes without sacrificing returns you might earn from traditional bonds. And they are growing like wildflowers. Last year, the global market for green bonds, a fixed income sector that's just over 10 years old, surpassed the $1 trillion mark, putting it on par with the U.S. high-yield corporate debt market, says Vishal Kanduja, manager of Calvert Green Bond. This year, the green bond market could top $2 trillion. Who's issuing these bonds? Corporations, municipalities, and even governments. Bank of America has issued 5 green bonds since 2013, totaling $6.6 billion. The bonds finance sustainable projects, such as North Star Solar, a Minnesota solar facility built in 2016 that generated enough power for 20,000 homes in its first operational year. France has issued green bonds for clean energy projects and carbon-free public transportation. Germany issued green government bonds last year. Massachusetts, California, and New York are big players. And Fannie Mae is a major issuer. The mortgage agency bundles the loans it makes to retrofit multifamily properties to be more energy efficient. Report cards count. In the green bond world, impact reporting is key. Investors want to know precisely how their dollars are improving the environment, says William Sokol, director of exchange-traded fund product management at VanEck. It's about how those dollars are being used. But picking individual bonds on your own can be problematic. For starters, there can be some confusion as to a bond's particular shade of green. Green bonds, by definition, make positive environmental impacts. Social bonds, often lumped with green bonds, have community-oriented goals, such as affordable housing. And sustainable bonds provide both social and environmental benefits. Green, social, or sustainable bonds that are so labeled must meet specific guidelines. These perimeters, set by groups including the International Capital Market Association and the Climate Bonds Initiative, define certain green bond requirements, such as what issuers must do to issue a green bond, what kind of projects are eligible, and what, when, and how results need to be reported. But it's best not to get too caught up with the labels because there's an even bigger market of unlabeled bonds, securities that don't fit ICMA or CBI parameters that make worthy, impactful investments, says Stephen Libatore, lead manager of TIAA CREF Green Bond Fund. He invests in both labeled and non-labeled green bonds. Labeled or not, each security has to pass muster for the creditworthiness of the issuer and the assets collateralizing the bond, as well as for the use of proceeds to figure out the beneficial outcome, he says. It helps to go with an experienced bond picker if you're investing in this sector. But fund choices are slim. 2 of our favorites focus on bonds that help the environment. Another 2 invest in debt that further environmental and social goals. Returns are as through February 5th. Brown Advisory Sustainable Bond. Symbol BASBX, expense ratio 0.54%, yield 1.25%. Thomas Graff and Amy Hodder invest in a mix of bonds, government and corporate debt, municipals, and mortgage-backed IOUs that finance projects that make a positive impact in one of 3 areas: health and well-being, economic development, and social inclusion, or the environment. More than 1/4 of the fund is invested in bonds carrying the green, sustainable, and social labels. But the managers also buy non-labeled bonds tied to sustainable goals and bonds issued by organizations that actively solve environmental and social challenges with innovative products or services. The fund owns debt issued by Land O'Lakes, for example, in part because the farmer-owned cooperative has a unit that helps Midwestern corn farmers increase efficiency and improve soil health and water quality. Over the past 3 years, the fund's 6% annualized return beats the 5.5% gain in the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index. A mortgage-backed bond the fund owns, issued by Lineage Logistics, helped the warehousing and logistics company, think cold storage, save $4 million in annual energy costs and cut energy consumption by the equivalent of what 240,000 home refrigerators use per year. Calvert Green Bond, CGAFX, 0.73%, 0.85%. For every $1 invested in this fund, 38 cents goes towards renewable energy and projects that boost energy efficiency, 22 cents finances green building retrofitting or construction, and 8 cents backs low-carbon transportation, according to the fund's fact sheet. The firm behind the fund has a long history of investing with environmental, social, and governance measures in mind. But the fund takes extra steps to verify the impact of each security it considers, says Kanduja, who co-manages the fund with Brian Ellis. Over the past 3 years, Calvert has returned 5.2% annualized, just behind the 5.5% annualized return in the AGG index. The fund carries a 3.75% sales charge, but you can buy shares for no fee or low debt discount brokers, including Charles Schwab, Fidelity, and TD Ameritrade. Domini Impact Bond, DSBFX, 0.87%, 1.09%. Green bonds make up just 7% of Domini Impact Bond. One such holding is a Kaiser Foundation Hospitals bond that funds the retrofitting of existing medical facilities so they can earn gold or platinum level LEED certification, the highest awards in a building rating system for energy efficiency. But the fund's other investments help the world in other ways. Manager Campy Goodman of Subadvisor Wellington Management invests across a range of themes, including access to housing, community development, and health. A sustainability bond from the nonprofit Blue Hub Loan Fund, for example, finances projects that generate economic opportunity and stability in low-income communities. Over the past 5 years, the fund's 4.6% annualized return beat the 3.9% average gain in the AGG index. You have been listening to Money Matters on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio, or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Deb Parsons saying goodbye from Owl Radio.